I'm back with Darrell West, the author of Billionaires, Reflections on the Upper Crust. One of the interesting aspects of this is that this is hardly just an American phenomenon. It's all over the world that the wealthy, you say, are playing a bigger role in politics.
We have seen billionaires actually run for elective office in more than a dozen countries around the world. And in most of these cases, they've been successful. I mean, Berlusconi was the most prominent example in Italy, but now the new president of Ukraine, Poroshenko, is a billionaire. And so we're seeing a unification of economic power and political power in a lot of countries, and it creates a lot of problems for those countries.
And these are, we were talking earlier about in the U.S., you said a weak news media and a weak sort of oversight generally to see what's going on. In other countries, you see the same thing.
In the developing
world,
worse, actually.
Yeah.
In the developing world, we see a lot of billionaires buying the news outlets, forming their own political parties, and then doing well in the election process. And the problem that this creates in government is when you look at these countries, invariably there are allegations of corruption, insider dealing, billionaires basically using government for their own private economic interests, and you don't have a news media that's strong enough to really report on that. And so it just breeds massive cynicism in those countries. And so in the United States, we of course think this can't happen here, but we're starting to edge towards some of the very qualities that are creating these problems in these other countries.
When you say, when you talk about the news media in this country, in some ways there's never been more looking at money in campaigns. You know, every campaign we look at the we talk to people like you, we bring on the program, and no doubt you're on other programs talking about the amount of money that's being spent. So why do you feel like there's less power, less oversight by the media?
There certainly is a lot of attention to money, but when you look, especially in the states, the number of journalists covering state government full-time has dropped precipitously as a result of the 2009 financial collapse, the free information that's available through online sources, and so we're just not seeing the same level of attention to state politics and national politics to some degree. We're also seeing billionaires buying news outlets. So Murdoch owns the Wall Street Journal and Fox News. Michael Bloomberg has Business Week. Jeff Bezos just bought the Washington Post. And so you're starting to see billionaires understand that the media can be important in setting the agenda, and they want to own those outlets.
And your feeling is that much of this action, underreported or reported, is in the states as opposed to the federal government.
The states are really the big problem because that's where we're seeing referendum campaigns where big money is coming in. And in some of these states, you know, if someone spends $2 million or $5 million, that can buy a lot of influence in a place like Tennessee or other kinds of mid-sized states. The news media at the state level has been wiped out in a lot of cases. They've lost reporting capacity. And so the biggest problems that I see really are in state referenda and state issue advocacy.
And you said you come at this somewhat personally.
I do.
And this begins for you as not a rich person.
I did not start in life as a rich person, but yet I now have had a life teaching the Ivy League and now working at Brookings. And ironically, through Brown and Brookings, I've met about 20 billionaires. And so I've been exposed to them. Many of them are doing great things in terms of philanthropy. But, you know, when you kind of look at the 500 billionaires in the United States and the 1,600 around the world, there are issues the rest of us should worry about.
All right. Darrell West, the book is Billionaires, Reflections on the Upper Crust. Thank you.
Thank you.